Baby, it's your girlfriend here. I wanted to call you about something that has been on my mind for a while now. Yeah, I wanted to tell you sooner, but I didn't know how to approach you with this subject. To be frank, I wouldn't have been able to tell you face to face anyway, so telling you through a voicemail might actually be better. Well, I've been seeing your sister. Not like in a casual, hello sis, wanna hang sort of way. More like an intimate relationship. I wanna have you in my mouth type of way. I'm so sorry you had to find out this way, but I couldn't lie to you anymore. Your sister is amazing, and I just needed to have her. You know how sexy she looks, walking around with such short panties. Also, you've seen how toned she is. She's been putting in so much work in the gym lately. And it really shows, but, you know, that's besides the point. I'm still sorry that I betrayed you like this. Your mind might be running so fast right now, but I'll try to start from the beginning. Well, it first started during that Netflix date we had a month back. You know, when I stayed the night after it started raining. You were concerned since it was pouring so hard that I might get into an accident, which was so sweet of you. But back to the story. I don't know if you remember, but you were so entertained by the movie that you may have not even noticed. I told you I was going to the bathroom, but in reality, I was really going to sneak a peek of your sister. I understand it was wrong of me to do such perverted things, but I needed to see her. I walked down the hallway really slowly to make sure she didn't hear me. I stood outside the doorway of her room, looking through the crack of her door. Just trying to sneak a peek of that cute tight butt of hers. She was so adorable. White short shorts and a yellow tank barely covering that sexy fucking body of hers. Oh, God. I wish I could just rip it off, but I couldn't expose myself and get her startled. So I just watched her. And it was relatively easy. She had her headphones on while intently focusing on her screen. At that point, I thought she was just watching some other Netflix or something that I couldn't see, but then I looked at her. I looked at her breasts, and I saw her nipples were poking out. They turned me on so much, baby. A part of me was just screaming to jump on her and take her. Her body already lived in my head rent-free at that point, but those nipples, fuck. The scenarios flooding my mind at that point got me so wet. I wanted to suck and twist those nipples of hers, hear her sweet moans as I ran my lips all over them. Make her eat me out like the good little girl I know she was. Well, I shook off those dirty thoughts for a second. I was under the impression that she must have been freezing to have erect nipples like that. I was thinking that she had to be cold. No way she's actually horny from whatever she's watching. I mean, this is your little sister we're talking about. She's so innocent and pure. Or so we thought. right as I was just about to leave and join you back in the living room, it was like the universe was yelling at me to stay. I heard a muffled moan come out of her and looked back to see that I heard that noise correctly. And I couldn't believe my eyes. Your own little sister was rubbing herself to something filthy. Thinking about it now, how did I miss her playing with herself like that? I mean, maybe I was just mesmerized with her looks and tits. I'm just glad I picked up on it before I left. It was so fucking hot, too. She switched from slowly rubbing her clit to fast rotations around it. I don't know why she was doing it, but it was like... it was like she was provoking me. The number of muffled moans that she was making into her pillow, arching her back, showing off her body to me. Like she had no choice left but to rub it. Oh my god. That's right, baby. Your own girlfriend was being a peeping Tom for your little sister. I even looked down the hallway to see if you noticed that I was gone. But I only heard the movie, so I knew you weren't paying attention to where I was. At that point, I just said, fuck it. I unbuttoned my pants, and I stuck a hand down to my panties to touch my clit, following her lead, going fast when she went fast, slowing down when she went slow, just trying to mirror her every move. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I gotta rub one out to this. It's just... it's so hot and erotic just thinking about it. And you have to admit that this is getting you hard. Just picturing all this naughtiness unfold while you were just down the hallway from your own two girls. Think about it, baby. How your toned and sexy sister was basically putting on a show for your girlfriend. The same perverted girlfriend who was peeping in on that sexy little sister of yours. Go on, babe. You can stroke if you want. I don't mind. Hell, I mean, I just admitted to you I couldn't help myself. But let's get back to the story. I was covering my mouth while my other hand was down my pants. Covering my mouth because, well, I was so sure I was going to have sounds coming out of me. Your little sister's moans were so arousing to me. The way she was trying so hard to keep them from escaping. Letting out little yips as she rocked her hips against her hands. Ugh. The way her shirt slowly moved up so I could see her beautiful breasts of hers. Ugh. I started playing with my own tits, imagining that they were hers. Twisting and pulling like how I would do it to her. Oh my god, it was so sexy. I was on my tippy toes. You know how I get, babe, when I get close to coming. My legs stretch all the way right before I come. I must have lost balance while playing with myself because I fell forward and collapsed into her room, and I looked up, and she was there, looking at me, in shock. I gotten up quickly and covered her mouth to keep her from alerting you. I told her to please be quiet and not to scream. She had seemed to relax as I let my hand away from her mouth. We looked into each other's eyes, and it was like some type of lust we had for one another had been pulled out. From that point, I don't know what happened, but we fell into each other's arms. All I remember was being on top of her, kissing her soft lips, with my hands twisting and pulling her nipples like I was just doing to myself. It was unbelievable. I could feel her moans vibrate through our kisses. It was so, so hot. Her tits were so hard. You know, since I was so relentless in my fondling. I could tell she was loving it through the expressions she was making as well. Plus, every time I pinched her nipple, she closed her eyes in what was an overwhelming pleasure, and it just made me want to tease her even more. Pent up from my inner hunger, I released my mouth from her lips and started making a trail of kisses down her toned body. I learned that from you, you know. You'd be so proud of me. I made sure every spot was shown appreciation. From her lips to her neck, shoulders, breasts, both of them. Down her stomach, and a little bit lower. It was just building all that tension before I finally released it for her. I wanted to give her a mind-altering orgasm. She was just so high, I couldn't contain myself. I looked up, and I saw her biting her lips in anticipation. I couldn't see, but I bet the expressions she had were as cute as the rest of her body. I mean, she rolls her head back when I get into sensitive spots like her tummy or her inner thighs. I love teasing you like this, so having it be someone that wasn't you, it made it so much better to see how differently they react. And she reacted so splendidly. Well, getting to the front of her crotch, I could see it in her eyes. And she nodded for me to lick her naughty kitty. It was so fucking sexy. I had to tease her a little bit more. So, just gave her a couple slow licks. She tasted so good. And she was so worked up, too. The kisses I gave outside of her pussy. I could see her hands were trying to clench her bed frame. And she even tried to grab her pillows at one point. She was enduring all those kisses as I just get little tastes of her, little teases from her. And I did my favorite move. In one quick action, I swept her panties to the side and started going down on her. She moaned so loud at first, I had to cover her mouth with something. So, I took off my panties and I shoved them in your sister's mouth. Oh, the shock in her face with someone who could be so aggressive and stuff her mouth with her own panties was just adorable. I'm telling you, she's so cute. I continued my attack of eating her out with those luscious moans muffled in my panties, and I caressed her tits with my hands. She was arching her body, and I could tell at that moment she was getting ready to come. But you know how I can be, baby. I hate being left out of things, coming being the biggest ones. Remember how I always wanted to come with you whenever we had sex? Yeah, same thing here. I stopped licking her, which really made her upset. She fuzzed a bit, but I asked her if it was okay if we came together. She nodded so eagerly. Drove me crazy. So, I got off my knees and positioned my pussy right in front of that cute face of hers. Oh, she was such a good girl. Oh, she started licking right away, and I did the same. It was so fucking hot. Your sister and your girlfriend 69ing one another to the point of coming. All the while, her brother, my boyfriend, was right down the hallway, none the wiser. Shit. That made me so wet. It still does. Makes me so fucking wet just thinking about it. Oh, fuck. I need to finish the story. I've been touching myself this entire time, and I'm just about to come at any second. I need to take breaks every now and then. Fuck. I hope you're ready to come to this, but I'll finish before I do. Where was I? Right. I was licking her clit and fingering her hole as fast as I could. And, your sister is so good. She did the same. I felt her body shake and tremble to get ever so close. And I could feel myself doing the same. And then it happened. We came together. We both dug our faces into each other's legs, moaning and orgasming together. Fuck. Then after, we cuddled and made out, holding each other, before I went back to see you, with your sister's juices all over my face. I'm tired of itching myself, honey. I'm coming, if you're close. You need to come with me, baby, please. Fuck. I'm not holding back anymore. Fuck. Come. Come on, come. Come with your peeping Tom of a girlfriend while she thinks of the time she defiled your little sister. Oh, fuck. Fuck him. Oh. can't be too loud. Oh, but I came. I came very much. I hope you're able to come to that. Because I did. Fuck. I can't be too loud, you know? Just thinking about it, I want to scream, but I just have to. I have to contain myself. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was so good. Oh, I can't. Get what just thinking about it again. Well, what did you think, baby? Listen, I understand if you don't want to be with me ever again, but hear me out. How about next time you join us? We can have that threesome you always wanted. And hey, I'm sure your sister wouldn't mind her brother fucking her tight cunt while his girlfriend was playing with her clit. I could even kiss you and cradle those balls of yours while you plowed that sexy little sister of yours. You know, she would probably do the same, you get to me. Imagine the both of us on your cock. How would you like to come, babe? You could come into both of our mouths, our tongues hanging out, ready to take everything you got. And while you sat down, we would just kiss to exchange your seed back and forth in our mouths like slutty little whores. Or maybe you'd like to come on our faces instead and have it just run down our bodies. That's always a good plan. Or maybe you're a naughty boy that wants to stick us both with your seed. Oh, fuck. I should stop. But it would be so hot. You gotta admit. A nice little naughty fuck session with your sister. That sounds wonderful. But that's up to you. Think about it, baby. Call me when you made your decision. Okay? Mwah. Bye.